From here to the cathedral is about how far? Just guess.
I would say about 5 miles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's close. It's 4.5.
4.5.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And if somebody, no, I've got that one. If you had a very sick friend and he was not likely to get any better and somebody asks you how he was, you would say, well, it seems...
that he's not going to get well, or he's not going to make it.
Okay, would you say the whole thing?
It seems that he's not going to make it.
Okay, fine. And if you could have used help, you might ask the person afterwards, why did you sit around blank helping me?
Why did you sit around blank helping me?
Why did you just sit there of helping me?
Oh, instead of helping me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No good way to get that word.
Uh-huh.
I know you've said this too. The largest Protestant denomination in the South is?
Baptist.
And if two people became members of a church, you would say they?
Join.
Mm-hmm. And say the whole thing. They join?
They join the church.
Okay. I'm sure you must have said church at some point or another, but I just wanted to be sure. And in church, you pray to?
God.
And the preacher preaches a?
Sermon.
And if you had a flat tire on the way to church, you might say, church will be over?
Soon.
Or, meaning?
Oh, before we get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you ever say by the time?
By the time we get there, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And if you had a choice between two things, you might say, I'd do this than that.
If you had a
or
choice.
I'll go if you insist, but I'd...
I would prefer not to.
I was just going to say another way to say prefer not to. I would...
rather not.
Yeah. And what would you say to a friend you hadn't seen in a long time?
I'm so glad to see you.
Okay. And if a person owned 500 acres of land, you'd say that's a what?
A large spread.
Or anything else?
Or a huge estate.
Would you ever say a right smart of land?
No.
Do you know that term?
Right? I know that a right smart.
What is it?
It means large.
Can it apply to anything?
It can apply to anything.
Right smart of trouble?
Right smart of trouble.
Of rain?
Right smart.
We've had a right smart of rain this week?
Yes, right smart rain.
Okay.
I think the R would not be in mm-hmm, so readily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that as you said it. Okay, that's good enough. If you wanted to say something stronger than just yes, what would you say?
Stronger than yes?
Mm-hmm.
Stronger than yes. Sure, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or using the same word, if somebody said, can you really do that, you would say, I...
Of course.
Using the word you just said, I
Oh,
can.
I sure can.
Yeah. Do you use sir and ma'am when talking to people?
Sometimes.
How would you use it and to whom? And?
Normally, to an elder, except that I say sir and ma'am to my students
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When they're talking with me, mm-hmm. or if I have asked them a question, mm-hmm. an individual student, I'll say, I'm waiting for your answer, sir or ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
But normally I use it for an elderly person mm-hmm. as an act of respect and deference.